You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Time Hackers Podcast. This is episode 125, and today we are finishing up our productive routines series, and we're starting a fresh new series right out of the box, which is very exciting. But before we'll dive right into that, I want to wish everyone who's listening a happy new year. And no, I didn't go mad or crazy, and I know that it's September, but today, this evening, starts a new Jewish year, and being a Jew and living in Israel, this is a big deal for me and perhaps to some of you out there who are listening. So if you're celebrating, have a great celebration. If you're not celebrating, have an awesome year. Nonetheless, it doesn't matter what your beliefs are, for me to wish you an amazing year that starts today. I wish you all to have a year that will bring you joy and peace of mind. And most of all, I wish you that you will always be surrounded by people who love you, trust you, understand you, and make you feel on top of the world. So whoever those people are for you, find them, hug them, kiss them, embrace them, and bring them more into your life. Make them more involved, because this is, in my opinion, what makes life so awesome, being with those people. So that was my quick break to wish everybody a happy Jewish New Year, or just a great year, no matter if you're a Jew or not. So I mentioned that today we're starting a new series. So the series that we're starting today is the Productivity Boosting Tools series. And in this series, every episode, I'm going to be covering a tool, whether it's an online tool or a software or a hack that I found that uses a certain tool. It might be just a simple thing from your ordinary day-to-day life, but it might be able to boost your productivity. And every single episode in this series, I'm going to be sharing with you this type of tool. If you have been a listener of this podcast or the Hero Edition for a while, some of these names, if not all of them, might be familiar to you. And the reason is, these are the tools that I use. These are the tools that I'm talking about. I didn't go out and find some new tools just to be able to talk about them. I'm talking about stuff I use daily, about things I consult my clients to use, about things that I know are tried and true. So this series is going to be very, very practical. I hope this is right up your alley, because God knows I don't like to waste your time. Okay, so we'll dive right into the very first tool. And today I want to talk to you about a tool that is called a Chronodex. Now, a Chronodex is actually a prototype of a visual time tracker. So you know how it works. Sometimes you need to punch a clock and it tells you, okay, you came to work at this hour, and then you log it out at that hour. And there are also tools that track what you have been doing online, what you have been doing with your browser. So how long have you been on Facebook? How long have you been on YouTube? How long have you been in your inbox? How long have you been in Word documents, and so on and so forth. And we will talk about these tools as well as the series progresses. But today I want to talk to a very old school tool, because the Chronodex, unlike all these fancy pants tools that are online, allows you to track your entire life, and not just bits of it, not just when you came and went to work and from it, not just what have you been doing on your laptop or on your desktop. No, it allows you to track every single thing that you did, and it allows you to control how you want to track it. So this is basically a drawing that looks very similar to a clock. It has hours. Either you have 12 hours or 24 hours. There are different types of Chronodexes. And what it allows you to do is to use color coding to color on this drawing what you have been doing in certain times. So for example, if you have been commuting from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., the 9 to 10 slot, slice of the pie, will be drawn in the color that corresponds with commuting. If you have been in a meeting, if you have been working, there will be different colors for all of that. Now, this is a very advanced usage of this tool, because this allows you to see to the T where did your time go, and there is no lying to that. I actually don't recommend for you to start with color coding if you want to try and use Chronodex, because the best first use for Chronodex is to see if you're following up with your to-do list. So most of you guys have a to-do list. You create it for each day or for each week, and you try to stick with it. And then sometimes it happens that you find yourself not completing your to-do list, and you can't figure out how could you make this better? How could you make your day more productive? Because you just can't put a finger on where did you waste your time. You can't remember sitting in front of social media for 3 hours. You can't remember that you phoned up your girlfriend. You just can't remember that. And maybe it didn't happen. Maybe it wasn't as drastic as sitting 3 hours in front of Facebook. But if you want to be able to really track it down, take a Chronodex. And don't use colors. Use just one color, a pencil, a pen, whatever is with you. And mark on your Chronodex only when you're doing things right out of your to-do list. So if you're having lunch, you won't color it. If you're doing something from your to-do list, for example, preparing for a meeting or creating a Word document or a presentation or working with your subordinates to see what they have been up to, all these will be colored on the Chronodex. And then by the end of the day, when you look at your Chronodex, all the slices of the pie that have been colored are where you were working on something from your to-do list. And everything else is where you weren't. So sleep time, commute time, food time, talking to your friends, phone calls, unless they were on your to-do list. Anything basically that was not on your to-do list will not be colored. So the blank spaces will allow you to see, okay, here I had half an hour that I could have spent on this, and instead I took a longer coffee break. Maybe next time I can cut it out, I can shorten it, I can be a bit more productive. So this is a very visual representation of what you're actually up to. I want to remind you that the great thing about time is that no matter what happened today, at midnight you get another chance. You get a whole new 24 hours and you can do with them whatever you please. So there really is no point in feeling bad for spending less time on your to-do list than you wanted today. Try to learn your lessons, try to have great conclusions and a strategic plan for how are you going to make it better tomorrow. So this is a great tool for that. Now, I created this version after having and trying a lot of other versions. And the result of all this trial and error is the Doubledex, which is my own version of the Chronodex. Now, the thing about the Doubledex is that it has all the elements that I loved in all the other Chronodex versions all in one. So for me, this is the absolute perfect way to track your time. Here's why. Now the Doubledex has double circle, meaning a wheel within a wheel, kind of like a clock within a clock. Each circle has 12 hours. So you can either use the different circles to track different things. For example, one of them can be used to track your spouse's schedule, your plans versus the reality. So one of them you can put your planning on, and on the other you can mark what actually went on and see if you're up with your plan or not. And this will help you to plan better for next time. Or you can simply use both circles just to track your entire day, all the 24 hours. So if you want to track your sleep, if you want to track your habits, your food intake, your exercise, and your work, and your leisure time, and your friends, and everything else, you can just use them both. Every hour is divided into quarters, so you can really, really get down to business with marking really precise hours when you started and finished things. So this is going to make it really easy for you. So I believe that a Doubledex will make life a lot easier for you if you're into this kind of thing, if you're into trying a visual time tracker. I highly recommend that you do. I don't recommend doing it on a daily basis for the rest of your life, but as a productivity booster to really see where time goes and where it leaks from out of your schedule, this is a great, great tool. So you can get the double decks over at imjulie.com/chronodex. And when you download it, you actually get two versions, a single chronodex and a sheet of paper that has 28 of them. So you can print it on sticker paper, cut it out, and just stick it into your planner or onto your notebook and just track it wherever it is the entire month. I think you're gonna love it. I would love to hear from you if you have been trying this, if you have tried a Chronodex or maybe my version of it, the double decks. I would love to hear from you in the comments below. And of course, don't forget, imjulie.com/Chronodex. Get your free version now. This is everything for today, guys. We'll meet in our next episode as we'll continue our productivity boosting tools. Till next time, keep calm and hack time.